We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Mishnah Mechaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Zvachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Kol hachataos Shabbat Torah kodmos la'ashamos. We've mentioned ashamos in the past, the guilt offerings, asham gzelos, asham mi'ilos, asham shemcha harufa, asham nazir, asham mitzara, asham talui. We listed them in the fifth perek. So these, the guilt offerings are kodshei kodshim, but nonetheless, the Mishnah says, all chatos will precede the ashamos, chutz me'asham mitzora, mivnei shehu ba al yedei hechshir. So if you're bringing a chatas and an asham, so the chatas comes before the asham. Why is that true? So we learn already in Mishnah Beis, chatas precedes the asham because it has matan damim. We do the blood application on the four horns and of the mizbeach, and asham is only shtayim shehen arba. The asham mitzora, though, is the exception. Asham mitzora, the asham, the guilt offering that's brought when it comes to the mitzora, and he brings the chatas too, he will bring his chatas after the asham. Why does the asham take precedence for the mitzora? So the Mishnah uses a language because mipneishu ba al yedei hechsher. So the Gemara has a different nusach, and that is mipneishu ba lahachshir. What does it mean, lahachshir? It means the asham for the mitzora comes to permit the mitzora, who now has become healed from his tzaras, to eat karbanos, to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So that has great significance because it brings purity now. For the asham mitzora, it's the completion, really, the culmination of his purity. And therefore, that asham mitzora will precede the chatas that he has to bring as well. So Tosfos asks, but the chatos also brings, is also machshiro. The carbon chatos also brings atonement. If the mitzora doesn't bring his carbon chatos, so he hasn't finished his purification process, and he can't eat karbanos, and he can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash anyway. So why is the asham mitzora any greater than the chatos of the mitzora? So the answer is because there's the matan damim, the blood application for the mitzora, when it comes to the asham, is more than the chatas. How so? What do we do with the blood of the asham? We place it on the body of the mitzora himself, on his thumbs, on the big toe. So since that's part of the Tara process, it's machshir to a greater extent than the karman chatas, and that's why the hakrava of the asham will precede the chatas when it comes, and other chatos, by the way, as well, that the mitzvah may have to bring. That will precede the chatas. However, in general, the chatas precedes the asham. Exception, the asham mitzora. Then the Mishnah says, kol ha'ashamos shabbat Torah ba'im b'nei shtayim. One of the halachos about a karban asham is they have to be, b'nei shtayim means that they're 2 years old. So why do they have to be 2 years old? What does it mean to be 2 years old? So the Torah uses the word ayil. And an ayil, we assume, is a keves, a male sheep, that is 2 years old. That means 2 years old means it's entered the second year of life, and it's 31 days into the second year of life. That is considered 2 years old. So that's a halacha. When the Torah says ayil, we assume it has to be a sheep that is a year and a month old. Ubayin bekesef shkolim, another halacha, and that's a halacha when it comes to an asham. The Torah uses the language of ayil. There are examples of ashamos at the end of the Mishnah that you don't need an ayil. But for the ones where Torah says ayil, it has to be a keves zachar ben shnasayim, which means it is in its second year and it's a month into the second year. Uboin bekesef shkolim. How much do they have to cost? A minimum of 2 shekel. 2 shekel in Mishnaic terms is 2 sela. A sela is made up of a 4 dinar, or 4 zuz. So the Mishnah here says they have to be at least 2 shekel worth. That's what you have to spend on the animal. Where do we learn that from? So the Torah says this. It's in Vayikra, hey, Vehevi ashamo lashem, ayil tamim min hatzon, be'erkecha kesef shikalim. Now this is with respect to the asham mi'ilos. Asham mi'ilos is the guilt offering when someone misappropriates from hektesh. Bishogig has to bring a guilt offering and of course pay hektesh back and add a fifth. So the asham mi'ilos, the Torah says explicitly, it has to be be'erkecha, or how much, what's the amount? Kesef shkalim. Now shkalim is the minimum of shkolim, of course, is two. So therefore, we assume it has to be at least two shekel. Could be more, two shekel, or two sela. Could be more, but it cannot be less. How do I know other ashram? There's an ashram toloi, an ashram gzelos, ashram toloi where you have a suffix whether you have to bring a korban chatas, ashram gzelos where a person denied stealing from someone and then admitted to it. So there we have gzera shava to connect. The same word is written. It says be'er kecha in our pasuk of the Asham Me'ilos, and it uses the language of Be'er Kecha when it comes to Asham Tali and Asham Gzelos. So we're able to connect and say, well, if the Asham Me'ilos has to be a minimum of two shekel, because it says Kesef Shkolim, so Be'er Kecha connection teaches me that the other two Asham Tali and Asham Gzelos have to be also a minimum of two shekelim. What else? We also have another Asham. We have the Asham Shifcha Charufa. We mentioned the Shifcha Charufa in the past. This is where you had a Shifcha Kananis who was half slave, half free, and Oreses, and betrothed to an Eved Ivri. And then a man has relations with her. He has to bring a Karban Asham. That Karban Asham, there we have no connect. There's no Be'er Kecha connection. The Torah never writes it has to be Shkolim in minimally. So there we have another Gzeresh of Ayil. So since the Ayil, when it comes to Asham Me'ilos, it says the word Ayil. And here when it comes to Shifcha Harufa, it says the word Ayil as well. That's Pasha's Kedoshim. So therefore we learn that that has to be a minimum of two shekel, two sela, to spend on the Asham Shifcha Harufa. But then the Mishnah says there are Ashamos that do not have to be two shekel, and they don't have to be within the second year. Chutz mi Asham Nazir, the Asham Metzora. The Nazir, if he becomes Tamei during his Naziras, he has to bring a guilt offering. The Asham Metzora we mentioned already. The Metzora has to bring as part of his purification process. So those animals, Shein Bain B'nei Shenasan, they are brought within the first year of life. Where do we learn that? So when it comes to the Asham Nazir, the Torah writes in Bamidbar Vav, this is Parshas Naso, the context of the Parsha of Nazir, Vehevi Keves Ben Shenaso LaAsham. He brings this guilt offering when he came Tameh, and now he's going through his Tara process, and then he has to start the Naziris again. He has to bring a Keves. Keves Ben Shenaso LaAsham. It's a Keves within its first year. And when it comes to the Asham Metzora, it says in Vayikra Yudalad, Lakacha Kohen Es HaKeves HaEchad V'Kriv Oso LaAsham. There the word is Keves. So Keves, since we have Keves Ben Shenaso when it comes to the Asham Nazir, we assume when Torah uses the word Keves, unless you tell me otherwise, I assume the Keves is within the first year of life. And that applies to the Asham Nazir and the Asham Metzora. The other Ashamos are Kesef Shkolim, a minimum of two shekel. And not only that, they have to be, of course, they have to be within the second year of life, a year and a month. But now is the halakha about the shkolim. The Einon Ba'in B'chesef Shkolim. The Asham Nazir and Asham Metzora not only are an exception when it comes to the age, that they can be within the first year, they also don't have to be have to cost two shekel. Asham Nazir, Asham Metzora are an exception to the rule, do not follow the rules of the other Ashamos. There is no, how do I know? So Rashi says it's a very simple connection, and that is that I connect the aisle with the Kesef Shkolim. If the Torah says when you bring an aisle, when it has to be in its second year, it has to cost two shekel, that implies if it's not an aisle, if it's a keves, it doesn't have to cost two shekel. What does it have to cost? Whatever you spend on it. You have to buy a keves, and that's all. Perek Yud Mishnah Vav Kishem Shehein Kodmin Mahakrav Asan. When we spoke about previously any korban that's more mekudosh from its friend, more kadosh, holier than its friend, it precedes its friend. And we learned that through the Mishnayos Beis through Dalid. And that is offered first. So the Mishnah had spoke about that the Dam Chatas before the Dam Ola. That's an example. And then the Mishnah spoke about the Asham is before the Todah, and the Todah is before the El Nazir, and the Shlomim is before a Bechor. A whole list over there that we had. Anything more Kadosh will precede the other Karban. And that's usually because the one that's more Kadosh has more Matan Dam and more sprinkling of blood. But the Mishnah here to tell us that's not only true when it comes to the offering of the carbon, the sprinkling of the blood, and bringing the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach. Kachin kon b'achilason, the eating as well. So that means not only do I have to sacrifice the chatas before the asham, but I have to eat the chatas before the asham. And I have to eat the asham before the todah. Not only do I have to sacrifice the asham before the todah, and the todah before the shlomim, etc. Then the Mishnah says, shlomim shel emesh, Ushlamim shel hayom shel emesh kodmin. Here I have the same carbon. I have the meat of the shlamim that were shechted yesterday, and the flesh is still here. We didn't eat it. And I have now a shlamim that I brought today. So the shlamim that was yesterday is not nosar yet because it came to shlamim for 2 days and the night in between. So the meat is still good to go. So, but now I have a shlamim from today. So the Mishnah here says shel emesh kodmin. The shlamim of yesterday I'm supposed to eat before. So I certainly have more time. If it were no sir, of course I couldn't eat it. But here, it should precede it. Why? Because it was shechted yesterday. The one that was done yesterday, that's supposed to come before the one today. And shlamim shel emesh, v'chatas v'asham shel hayom. What about the following? Here, it's not the same carbon. I have shlamim of yesterday, and the shlamim is less holy than the chatas and the ashim. So now here I have something where mikudash mechaveru, the chatas and the ashim, which is more holy. That was done today, and the basar is waiting for the kohen to eat from the meat today. The shlamim, which the owner can eat, that was yesterday's carbon, but it's not as holy. So says the Mishnah, shel emesh kodmin, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, even though the chatas and the ashim are kachim kashim, and the shlamim is kachim kalim, still, we have to give priority to the eating of the shlamim, which was yesterday's carbon. Its zman is started before the zman of the carbonos of today. No, the eating of the chatos precedes the achila of the shlamim of yesterday. Although he mentions chatos, the same thing is true when it comes to the asham. The asham will also come before the shlamim. Any carbon that's mikudish mechavero precedes its friend. And that's true. We mentioned not only Hakrava, but even Achila. And even Achila of today will precede the Achila of a carbon from yesterday if the one from today is more Kadosh.